Title: Riser Intensity Shaping, with Stock Devices Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass automation, and we're going to treat the riser like what it really is in DNB. Not just noise going up, but a controlled escalation of intensity that makes the drop feel inevitable. The big idea is this: your riser doesn't need to get massively louder on the meters. It needs to feel like it's getting louder. That feels louder comes from brightness, harmonic density, perceived speed, stereo story, and then a clean release of all that tension right before impact. By the end, you'll have a three-layer riser routed into one riser bus, and we'll automate that bus like a conductor. Stock devices only. Let's build it. First, set the target in your arrangement. In drum and bass, 8 or 16 bars is the sweet spot. And here's the mindset shift. Most of the panic happens late, so the first 6 bars can be deceptively calm, and then the last 2 bars do the heavy lifting. Now create a group track and name it Riser Bus. Inside the group, create 3 MIDI tracks: Riser Noise, Riser Tone, and Riser Texture. Color them the same. Future, you will absolutely thank you when you come back to the session at 2 a.m. Before we even touch devices, a coach tip: mark energy checkpoints every 2 bars. Literally plan changes at -8, -6, -4, -2, and -1 bar from the drop. If your riser is one smooth ramp for 8 bars, it usually sounds like a DAW tutorial. Real builds have moments. Okay, layer 1. Noise or air. This is the fastest way to create perceived movement. On riser noise, load operator. Turn on only oscillator A and set it to white noise, or a noisy waveform. Then add auto filter after operator. Set the filter to high pass 12 or band pass 12. The point is, stay out of the low end. Start your cutoff around 200 Hz, and end up around 8 to 12 kHz by the time you hit the drop. Set resonance somewhere in the 0.3 to 0.55 range, but don't go wild yet. We'll automate it later, mostly at the end. Optional: add redux for grit. Keep it subtle. Think of redux as texture seasoning, not bit crushed chaos. Downsample can move from about 2.0 down toward 1.0 over time, and bit reduction can sit around 8 to 12 if you want that sandy edge. Then add reverb. Size in the 60 to 90 range, decay maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds, and dry slash wet starting around 10 to 20%, going up to maybe 35 to 50 by late build. We'll do the classic trick later, pulling reverb down right before the drop to create a vacuum. Draw one long MIDI note that lasts the entire build. Don't overthink the note. Automation is doing the performance. Layer 2, the toner whistle. This gives musical tension and expectation. It's the thing that feels like it's leaning into the drop. On riser tone, load wave eatable. Pick a clean wave or a bright digital table. Set unison to 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 5 to 12%. You don't need trance super width here. DNB wants focus. Add auto filter. Low pass 24 is great. Start cutoff around 400 to 800 Hz and open it up toward 8 to 14 kHz. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB, and a bit of resonance, maybe 0.2 to 0.45. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode, soft clip on. Start drive at 0 to 2 dB and push to 6 to 12 by the end. This is one of your main perceived loudness engines, because it adds harmonics in the upper mids where our ears get excited. Add a delay, echo or delay. Time synced at 1/8 or 1/16. Keep feedback low, like 10 to 25%. And here's a key detail: start with dry slash wet at 0 for the early build, then automate it up to maybe 10 to 18% late. That makes it feel like the sound is gaining complexity and space as it approaches the drop. Now pitch automation. This is where it becomes DNB instead of generic EDM. Automate transposition. Maybe start at minus 12 or minus 7 semitones and end at 0 to plus 12. But do not make it linear. Make it late weighted. Slow rise for the first 6 bars, then a faster jump in the last 2. Use the curve handles in Ableton automation. Think like a DJ mixing into the next tune. You hold, 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 then you push. Layer 3. Texture or movement. This is your machine energy. It's the layer that makes the riser feel alive, gritty, and a little dangerous. On riser texture, load simpler with a short texture sample. Vinyl noise, cymbal wash, Foley scrape, restale, whatever. Classic or one-shot mode is fine. Add grain delay. Yes, grain delay. It's a secret weapon for controlled chaos. Start dry slash wet near 0, like 0 to 5%, and ramp toward 15 to 35% late. Put frequency in the 1 to 3 kHz region. Pitch can move from 0 up to plus 12 if you want it to feel like it's tightening and rising. Increase spray from about 0.1 up to 0.6, and random pitch from 0 up to around 0.3. Then add auto pan, but keep it tasteful. Amount around 10 to 25%, rate 1/8 or 1/16th, phase 180 degrees, sine shape. This is motion, not helicopter stereo. Optional advanced spice for Neuro or techie builds. Add frequency shifter on this texture layer, with a very low shift amount like 10 to 40 Hz, and automate that upward in the final two bars. Keep it subtle. You're aiming for nervous tension, not obvious ring modulation. Okay, now the fun part. The riser bus. This is where intensity gets shaped as a single instrument. On the riser bus group track, EQ 8 first. High pass around 80 to 150 Hz. Don't let risers fight your sub. If it's harsh, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. You can automate that dip later as an advanced contrast move. Next, add auto filter. Low pass 12 or 24. This is your global brightness macro. Then add saturator, analog clip, soft clip on. Then glue compressor if you want extra push at the end. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction near the end. If it's compressing the whole build, you're flattening your tension. Then add reverb for a bus verb. Keep it modest, maybe 8 to 25% dry slash wet, but automate it. Then utility for width and gain automation. Finally, a limiter set to around minus 0.3 dB ceiling, just catching peaks, not crushing. If you're hearing the limiter working hard, your riser is probably too loud and you're stealing impact from the drop. Now we automate intensity, not just parameters. Let's start with the macro arc across 8 to 16 bars. Automate the bus auto filter cutoff from roughly 600 to 1K at the start, up to 16 to 20K by the end. But again, late-weighted curve, almost flat for the first 6 bars, steep for the last 2. Automate auto filter resonance from about 0.10 up to somewhere between 0.45 and 0.70, but be careful. Resonance in the 6 to 10K area can go from exciting to painful instantly, and it'll eat headroom. Here's a pro move, dynamic resonance control. As you automate resonance up, automate utility gain slightly down, like minus 0.5 to minus 1.5 dB. You get urgency without wrecking the mix. Automate saturator drive from 0 to 2 dB up to about 8 to 14 dB by the end. And a teacher note, saturation feels like loudness because it adds harmonics. If it gets fizzy, don't just turn it down. Try a small EQ dip around 3 to 5K, or reduce resonance. Keep the aggression, lose the pain. Automate reverb dry slash wet from around 10% up to 25 to 40% through the build, but do the signature DNB move, pull it down right before the drop. Last 1/8 to 1/4 bar, snap reverb down near 5%. That creates an air suck. That negative space is what makes the downbeat feel like it hits harder. Now automate utility width like a story. Start around 80 to 110%. In the mid-build, widen to 120 to 160. Then in the last quarter bar, collapse it hard. Go to 0 to 30%. Mono, basically, this is one of the cleanest contrast tricks in the book. The drop feels wider because the moment before it was narrow. Utility gain can creep up very subtly, like 0 to plus 1.5 dB over the whole build. But don't turn this into a loudness cheat. Your drop should still be the loudest emotional moment. Now micro events. This is what separates good from oh no, it's happening. In the final bar, do a gear shift. Add a half bar spike in saturator drive, like an extra plus 2 to 4 dB. Then do a quick filter jab. Dip the cutoff slightly, then shoot it up. That little moment of hesitation makes the next surge feel faster. And here's a psychoacoustic impact enhancer. Right before the drop, dip the riser bus volume by 1 to 2 dB for the last tiny slice, like 1/16th to 1/8th. It's like pulling your fist back before the punch. Also consider pre-muting the mess. Don't just pull reverb down. In the last 1/16th to 1/8th, also drop one or two of these sharply. Grain delay dry slash wet, echo feedback, maybe even saturator drive dips a hair right before impact. The goal is a clean downbeat. Now, rhythmic energy. This is drum and bass. If your riser doesn't breathe with the groove, it can feel glued on top. Add a gate on the riser bus. Turn on sidechain and feed it from a break, a hat loop, or even better, a ghost hat track that's muted but running a steady pattern. Set attack really fast, 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Hold 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 30 to 90 milliseconds. Adjust threshold until the riser pumps in time, ideally in 16ths. Advanced Validation. Subdivision acceleration without changing tempo. For bars 1 to 4, sidechain the gate from an 8th note ghost hat. For bars 5 to 8, switch the sidechain input to a 16th note ghost hat. Same riser, same tempo, but it feels like it speeds up. That's premium DNB tension. Now a couple of arrangement upgrades that scream jungle and DNB. Try a no return moment earlier than you think. Remove one layer for half a bar at minus 2 bars. Not right before the drop. Earlier. That mini vacuum resets the ear and makes the final climb feel steeper. Or do a fake out. Kill the razor for one beat in bar minus 2. Then slam it back in. Simple. Deadly. Try end capping with a hard ceiling. In the last 1/8. Briefly low pass down. Then snap open at the downbeat, or just hard mute the riser at the drop. It tells the listener, full spectrum is only allowed on the drop. And if you really want the drop to feel bigger, automate contrast outside the riser. Dip your music bus by 0.5 to 1 dB near the end, or shave a bit of low mid out of pads or Atmos. The build makes space. The drop fills it. That's impact. Quick common mistakes to avoid as you do this. 1. Too much low end in the riser. High pass it. Every time. If the riser is fighting the sub, the drop will feel smaller. 2. Linear automation all the way. Curve it. Late weight it. Gear shift it. 3. Over-resonant filter peaks. If your ears wince, so will your audience. And your limiter. 4. Leaving reverb maxed into the drop. Pull it down. Make the vacuum. 5. Keeping width wide at the very end. Collapse before the drop to make the drop feel wider. Now a mini practice exercise you can do right now. Create an 8-bar pre-drop section. Build the 3 layers. Then on the riser bus automate, auto filter cutoff with an exponential curve, saturator drive from 2 dB to 10 dB, utility width from 110% up to 150, then down to 20% in the last 1/8. Add gate side chain to a 16th hat loop. In the last quarter bar, pull reverb dry slash wet down to around 5%, and dip volume down about 1 dB. Then bounce the riser bus to audio twice. Version A with no micro events. Version B with gear shift, filter jab, and the pre-drop vacuum. Loop the last 4 bars into the drop and pick the version where the drop feels loudest and cleanest, not the version where the riser sounds biggest. That's the real test. If you want to level up further, do the homework challenge. Make 3 versions of the same riser where intensity is driven by different things. 1 harmonics driven, 1 space driven, 1 rhythm driven. Bounce them, blind test them, and keep peak levels within plus or minus 1 dB so you can't win by just turning one up. Let's recap. This audio version is shortened for playback.